Although it's home to only 3,000 people at last count, Sheffield, Massachusetts has the distinction of being the first incorporated town in Berkshire County, and area historians are boasting about a whole lot more.
And we wanted to put it on the map and show people that this is an important part of our history for the county in general, not just Sheffield. It started here, but it's emanated from here.
Catherine Miller is one of a number of Sheffield Historical Society members who have worked to compile the town's history into an exhibit in the Old Stone Store on Main Street.
It starts in the fourth quarter of the 17th century, because that's where the Mohican Indians were here, and they took up permanent residence here. And it was Chief Concapot who actually sold the land to the white settlers, the major one being Matthew Noble.
One of the prime documents on display was signed in 1733.
An act by the Great and General Court of Assembly in Massachusetts Bay, New England, it establishes this area, Sheffield, as its own place. Originally, it was a very large tract of land that incorporated not only what we know as Sheffield today, but a good portion of Great Barrington and Stockbridge and Egremont.
Nearly three decades later, the western part of Hampshire County was portioned off under the name Berkshire.
And at that time, there was a gentleman by the name of Sir Francis Bernard, who was the royal governor appointed by the king. And he was the governor of this whole area, came from an area in England called Berkshire. He wanted to have something named after his native area.
Miller, who was born in upstate New York and oddly enough found out she has ancestors from Sheffield, says many people came to the southwestern corner of Massachusetts to farm, a tradition that continues.
The speculation is that people came here because they were trying to get away from other places. For example, people came over the mountain from the west to escape the Dutch, who were not necessarily the kindest of landowners. People came from the Westfield area, from the east, to find space. They were looking for a place they could live, to be independent, to be free, to feel unrestricted in their lives.
In 1773, about a dozen area men expounded upon that idea of independence by drafting the Sheffield Resolves.
That all men in the state of nature are equal, free, and independent of each other, and have a right to the undisturbed enjoyment of their lives, their liberty, and property.
The Resolves was printed in the Massachusetts Spy. Although Miller says there is no definite known connection, the ideas are very similar to those in the Declaration of Independence. Less than a decade later, a slave of Colonel John Ashley named Mum Bett would seek independence of her own.
While she didn't read or write, she heard them talking about freedom and independence, and all men are created equal. So she walked the 4 miles from where they lived to the house across the street from the old stone store where Theodore Sedgwick lived, and she asked him to defend her for her freedom.
Sedgwick, who was a friend of Ashley's and worked on the Resolves, won the case. Mum Bett's experience was the first highly publicized story of a black slave winning freedom in Massachusetts. She took the name Elizabeth Freeman. Aside from the delicate historical documents and maps, the exhibit's largest item is an 18th century wooden canoe.
Very, very hard, very, very heavy. We assume it was probably used in the Housatonic because the Native Americans lived along the Housatonic.
Former First Lady Laura Bush even stopped by to see the canoe during a June visit to the Berkshires. The last encounter of Shays' Rebellion happened in Sheffield, and it's also the birthplace of George Frederick Root, who composed numerous Civil War songs.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
The weekend exhibit runs until September 4th. Reporting from Sheffield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.